It's the Hano Nation Radio with Romeo.
This is the Hano Nation Radio podcast, where we give you exclusive interviews with your favorite Hano stars and give you new music premieres. And joining me this week on the podcast, I have a brand new artist to the Hano music scene, Carlos Saucedo. How are you doing today?
Romeo, brother, I'm so excited to be talking to you. Thank you for the opportunity.
Oh, I'm glad you're here, finally talking to us. You have a brand new album out called Sueños, and you're making that climb in the Hano music scene. So tell us about the brand new album.
Yeah, we just released the album about a month ago now. Sueños is it's an album that was put together by Gomez Productions here in Las Cruces. I'm working with Sal Gomez, who you might know as Natasha Gomez's father. He's my producer right now. And he's getting the album together. We just released a 12-track album. It's an album that's loaded with a bunch of original music. I'm grateful to be working right now with three great songwriters, Raul Rosani Nava, Jose Santa Cruz, and Santos Franco. They're all from all over the country right now. And they're making some great songs for us. You know, we have 10 originals. There's two covers on the CD. A lot of people are looking for originals, and this is that CD that's going to give it to you.
Yeah, perfect. A great CD for you. That's it. You just released. And so tell us about you're from New Mexico. Actually, let's back up. Tell us a little about yourself, how you got into the, you know, Tejano music or into the music scene. So tell us, give us a little background on Carlos Saucedo.
Yeah, well, I've been singing since I was a kid. You know, I started at a really young age. I started out 6 years old, and I continued to do it in school pageants and in choirs. And I got myself into musicals, and little by little, I would start performing with bands. I joined mariachi. Mariachi is a big part of my upbringing and my culture. It's my big backbone as far as my music. And just recently, a few years ago, I started getting into the Tejano scene. I mean, Selena has always been a part of my life growing up since I was a kid. We listened to her cassettes all the time. My mom would jam her music throughout the house on the weekends while she cleaned. And so Selena was a big influence in music as far as Tejano. And as I got older, I wanted to find out more. So I started listening to Bobby Pulido and Ram Herrera, Michael Salgado. I love Elida Reina and Signo and all the big names. So that's kind of what got me into it. I've got an interest to find out what that whole scene is about, and I love it.
Yeah, and you're from New Mexico, so tell us about how is it the Hano music scene in New Mexico?
It's expanding, actually. We have a pretty big scene. A lot of people wouldn't think it, but we have some great artists out here. Ernestine Romero is a big name at the Hano right now. Severo y Grupo Fuego is from here in Las Cruces. Noemi Esparza Isaacson is from New Mexico as well. And a big name, actually, is Stephanie Montiel. She's from here in New Mexico as well. So we do have an expanding scene, and it's a pretty big, warm, welcoming scene for the Tejano industry here in New Mexico.
So if you were to explain it, how would you explain the difference between Tejano music and New Mexico music?
And New Mexico music has that funk to it. You know, there's some different instruments that New Mexico music has. Tejano is a more upbeat genre, I would say. It has a lot more uplifting stories. As far as New Mexico music, you know, we do have some stories that are more on the grief side, more on the sad side, but that's kind of how you could say that they distinguish themselves. New Mexico has a definitely funk sound to it. It's a different drum beat for sure, and it carries a different rhythm. You can hear it when you listen to the styles.
Yeah, I also notice that it kind of has the same styles like orchestra Tejano music as well.
Yeah, it does have some of that influence into it. I think that the most distinguishing part is some of the horns that we use. We use a lot of brass in New Mexico music, and the drums are a little bit different. But yeah, they do have a lot of similarities.
Yeah, I love that brass sound. All right. Well, let's also talk about how I know you're a big advocate for cancer and cancer research. And tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I've been working with CARE. CARE is a program here out of Las Cruces, New Mexico. It stands for Cancer Aid Research Education. And with CARE program, what we do is we partner with the community to provide free entertainment. So this year, actually, Natasha Gomez and myself are going to be performing for the CARE event. We're going to be opening up for Tobias Renee, and all of the funds that we collect from this night of food, vendors, games, entertainment, carnival rides, it all goes to helping families in need that are going through cancer. So people that can't afford their utility bills, who can't afford groceries, getting to and from doctor's appointments, that's what this money is going towards. So Natasha and myself are going to be donating our time. We're going to be out in Las Cruces in the downtown plaza on September 26th. We'll be opening up for Tobias Renee. And join us out there if you can, because we love to find a cure and help in any way that we can.
Oh, that sounds like a great cause right there. Definitely check it out. September 26th, of course, right there in Las Cruces, right?
Yes, sir. Here in Las Cruces in the downtown plaza, yeah.
All right, there you go. So definitely a great cause right there. You know, as you talked about earlier about Selena and some of the artists from New Mexico and Tejano music, what other musical influences do you have in your music?
A big influence is, like I said, I told you that I love mariachi. Vicente Fernandez is my main man. He kind of taught me how to sing with all that passion and that oomph, that love and that hate. He he has a voice that can distinguish so much hurt and so much joy, and that's kind of what I like to emulate in my sound. But as far as like Tejano, Bobby Pulido is my main man. You know, I love singing Bobby Pulido and Ram Herrera and Michael Salgado. Those are the leading men in my book. But of course, I do love Elida Reina. You know, I can get down to Elida Reina and Laura Canales. And yeah, Selena's the mera mera in my book.
Yeah, that's some great influence right there. So, all right, where do you see Carlos Acedo in maybe 5 to 10 years from now?
I want to keep on going. I'm going to keep pushing and I'm going to be persistent, you know. I'm staying very humble. Where I'm at right now, I never thought it would be. Never would I have imagined that I would have a song on the radio, let alone me promoting a CD. You know, it's all a dream. So I'm going to take it day by day, but I'll take what I can get, and I'm going to push as hard as I can. You know, I want to find a band that we can stick to and start booking gigs and getting our name out there. But ultimately, the dream is to do this and make people happy. I want to make music that's going to affect people in a certain way and make them think about situations in their life. And I want a song for every person to say, oh, that reminds me of this, or it takes me back to this time. So I just want to make people feel something with my music. And ultimately, that's the goal that I want to get in 5 to 10 years.
All right, perfect. All right. So social media, how can fans get a hold of you, follow you, and get in touch with you?
Yeah, Facebook.com is the easiest way to get to me. You can reach me at Facebook. It's Carlos Salcedo Music. And message me, post on my wall. I'm always constantly talking back to the people that are getting out to me. I really appreciate the love and the support on that platform. If you want to send me an email, you can get me at carlosmusic22@yahoo.com. You can also reach Gomez Productions at gomezproductions@facebook.com or email as gomezproductions@yahoo.com as well.
I definitely get a hold of him. Carlos Acedo, the future of Tejano music is bright for you with this brand new album. And the album is called Sueños. How did you come up with the name of the album?
These are my dreams. You know, Sal Gomez and I, when we were putting this whole album together, we never thought I was going to go. Well, I never thought I was going to go more than the track. The single, Quiero Suerte, was going to be a single, and I thought it would fade out after that. But luckily, gracias a Dios, we have this 12-track album now, and I called it Sueños because these are my dreams. You know, the songs that we picked, they're songs that I can relate to, that I've gone through in my personal life, and I want to share it with everybody else. You know, this being in this situation, it's all a fantasy, it's a dream, and so I want to take you guys all on a ride and enseñarles mis sueños, and that's why I called it Sueños.
Which song on the album do you feel a real close personal connection to?
You're My Everything. It's the English song that's on the album. We have a cumbia. It's a long song. It's about 5 minutes, 20 seconds. It was actually Sal Gomez and Octavia's wedding song, but I heard it and it pulled out. It pulled out the strings of my heart. It took me back to a spot in my life where I was back in my past. And that's the song that I can relate to the most. And I hope that you guys will take a listen to, and maybe it'll remind you guys of something that you went through in your life as well.
Definitely go check it out. Carlos Acedo, the brand new album is called Sueños. Digital platforms everywhere. Make sure you go download it, get it right there. Amazon, iTunes, and all those great digital platforms. All right, well, Carlos, thanks for taking time out for talking to me for a little bit, and we wish you a bright future going out
so
to
much.
You
I appreciate it.
And let's get the second single. We're gonna premiere it right now on Tejano Nation Radio. I want you to tell us about the song Mala, and then go ahead and introduce it.
Awesome. So the song Mala is written by Jose Santa Cruz. Mala is that song that will remind you of the ex, and it's a drinking song for sure. So if you like the tequila, this is the kind of song that you're going to want to drink to. But this is Mala. It's a second track off of my debut album, Sueños, and you guys are listening to Romeo at the Tejano Nation.
Porque te fuiste. Abandonado.